Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiera. How may I help you?
What is this?
This is customer support.
For what item?
We service over thousands of products for different items, sir.
Okay. Did I call you? Is that what you're saying?
You left your number for us to call you back.
Okay. Is this in regard, do you have a billing under the name All Per, let's see, All Pro Per, I have to look at it. I have to look at it in a second. Because maybe you can catch me up. I have a billing on my card that it has a number on it that I believe is this number and this item. Oh, this might be, this isn't the service for score and cents or something like that, which is you paid $1 and they charge you $39.95 each month. You don't handle that, do you?
Yes, sir, we do.
You do. Okay, all right. Then that's probably what I'm calling for.
Okay, may I please have your zip code?
Yeah, it's 89117.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Let me get the information here.
Can I have your first and last name?
My first name is John, John. My last name is Luzi, that's Luzi.
Okay, so can I have the first and last name again?
First name is John, John. Last name is Luzi, that's Luzi.
Can you verify the address for me for security purposes?
Yeah, it's 2200 South Fort Apache Road, Unit 1013, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, sir, I have your account pulled up. How may I help you?
Okay, what charges do I have and what credit has gone back onto that that card that I use?
Okay, what charges are you calling about, sir?
Well, I'm if I've got the right company,
was
I'm
it
calling about
5732? 67.
Okay.
Was that
67? Yeah, 6732. That's the All Pro. You're right. Okay, what is that for? Can you tell me?
Okay, it says here that on November 22nd,
there
you
was
paid
one for
shipping. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I paid shipping of $7.95
for a tactical fanny pack.
Right.
And you did not cancel the account, sir. Like it said in the terms and conditions. So you will be charged monthly. You also will receive a $125 voucher to use at their Savings Direct store, where you can purchase products at a discounted price.
Okay. The ad didn't say anything about, you know, canceling something at any time.
Did you read the terms and conditions, sir?
I did read the terms and conditions that came up on the thing as far as the fanny pack went. The fanny pack was a gift, or it was presented as a gift. Just pay shipping and handling, $7.95. Okay, and then it didn't say anything about the you know, a $67 charge that was going to be there for what? I don't understand. They didn't say anything about that I was signing up for anything at all. I was just, it was giving me a fanny pack for $7.95 or a tactical pack for $7.95, basically, for shipping and handling. That's all it said to me, okay? It didn't say about any other charges or any other anything, because I read it through pretty thorough. I'm pretty thorough about these things. So I don't know why that happened, because if I'd have seen that and said I was supposed to cancel something, I would have canceled it. It simply said that, you know, it was worded so that it was like a gift for me being a good customer or something like that. So, and I didn't know exactly what it was, who it was from, but I've seen them before. And I have opted for a couple of them, and a couple of them were, you know, were setups for something, for a charge, which I had to have, adjusted. And a couple of them actually sent me the product, and it was just the way, as they said, just the shipping and handling, you know, and in the hopes that, you know, you would come back and buy things from that app, I guess. So that's why I'm, you know, totally confused as to how I got a $67. That $67 charge, that's for what?
Because you didn't cancel, sir.
Okay, but because I didn't cancel, what does it entitle me to? It's not just
$67. You are now a member to their online Savings Direct store, and you will receive a $125 voucher.
And I'll receive a $125 voucher. And what is their online direct store? What do they have?
Products and items, sir. Like the fanny pack that you ordered, for instance.
Yeah, like that and other things, okay. So for my $67, and then is that that's a one-time charge, that $67, or
no, sir,
is
that's
there,
monthly.
That's monthly?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no. I can't see me, you know, opting for anything like that. And so it didn't mention anything like that at all in the ad. So what I want to do is, I haven't used it for anything. I can send you back the pack, and, you know, if you want it back, that's not a problem. It hasn't been used. So, but I need to get that 67 charge off, and I need to cancel so there isn't any further 67.
Okay, sir. We can't accept anything return. We have a no return policy. And I can cancel that account for you, so you will not be charged anymore in the future. And as far as that 6732, that is a valid charge. But as a courtesy, I can offer you a 35% refund.
A 35% refund. Okay, well, 35% doesn't sound very fair for a $67 charge. You know, do you have a supervisor?
We follow the same protocol, sir.
You follow the same protocol. Okay. Well, then I guess I can dispute it with my bank and let them, you know.
Okay, so the best I can do is 50%.
The best you can do is 50%, huh?
For the refund, that's the best I can do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's go ahead and you cancel it as of now. There'll be no further charges. And let's go ahead and refund me the 50%. How soon will I see that?
it should be back into your account 3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank.
Yeah, okay. My bank's pretty good about it. Okay, so we're looking at, what, $33.70 or something like that.
$33.66.
That was pretty good for me off the top of my head. $33.66. Okay. And no further charges and no anything else from this company. Okay, and just cancel whatever it is that, which I have not received anything from them anyway, so they should be able to cancel the whole thing. But
yes, sir, I will be canceling the whole account for you.
Right. I'm just saying they should be able to refund the whole account because I never even received anything that I paid for, you know, from that. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and eat it again this time, okay? And you just go ahead and put that back on my account. Well, do you have a confirmation number for me on that?
Give me one moment, sir.
All right. Hello.
Okay, sir. I have refunded you. I have canceled the account for you, so you will not be charged anymore in the future. And I have refunded you $33.66. That should be back into your account 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No. Do you have any sort of a transaction number for me or anything that I can?
I can give you a cancellation number.
Okay, the cancellation number is good. Yeah, cancellation number. What is that number?
That's C as in Charlie.
C as in Charlie.
262.
262.
279.
260. Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Kiera.
Kiera, okay. All right, I'm just going to note here on my notes here that I spoke to you today, that we agreed to a refund to my card. What is the last four digits of the card that I used to make sure it's still active, or I may have canceled the card and the bank will still forward it to my new card, but
Well, you have three different cards on here. They tried to charge you the shipping handling of the first charge of the first card ending in 0526 and then the 7923. They both were declined.
Yeah.
And the shipping and handling went through card ending in 0876.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. I think that one might be 0876. That may not be. Well, if I have any complications from it, and you know, I'll call you back, because if you put it on a card and it's canceled, they'll, you know.
Okay, I see that your bank called in. Your bank called us on the first.
Right. That's right. They were doing an investigation on it and a dispute.
But their charge went back to the 0876.
The charge went back to the 0876.
Mm-hmm.
So that was before they canceled the card, or they told me they needed to cancel the card, I think. So if the credit goes back to 0876, I should call them and tell them so that they'll know. But I think they know to put it on my new card.
Yes, sir. Do you still have the same routing number and account number? I don't think it...
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Okay.
The same bank, same routing. So, yeah, the bank will figure it out. Put it on my new card. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Kira. Thank you. Bye-bye.